Hi, I'm Shalini Iyer with News 18 Drive Through. We're going to cruise through what's been happening today, good, bad, ugly, and whatever else just made us go, that's interesting. First up, this is straight out of a spy thriller. India's first indigenous aircraft carrier is being built at the Cochin shipyard, and it's already been looted. What's more, they think it's an inside job. Now, shipyard officials are busy denying that anything of strategic value was stolen. But the fact is, come on, it's a major security breach. The CISF handles security at the shipyard. This is the INS Vikrant we're talking about. It's said to be the jewel in the crown of the Indian Navy. I mean, shouldn't security have been tighter? Since I can't answer that one, I'm going to take it to our defense correspondent Shreya Dhondial. Shreya, so happy you're here today, but what on earth is going on?
Honestly, no one seems to know. In fact, no one is even clear about, Shauni, what exactly has been stolen, because one source that I've been speaking to is saying a digital device, and they're not willing to go beyond that. There's another source that is saying that, hard disks have been stolen, RAM has been stolen, a processor has been stolen as well. This is a huge, huge embarrassment and certainly a huge security breach.
So, at best, a cops and robbers game, at worst, an international espionage thriller. The Indian government has decided to stub out e-cigarettes.
Production, manufacturing, import, export, transport, or sale, or even distribution and storage and advertisement relating e-cigarettes are all banned. This decision is taken keeping in mind the impact that e-cigarettes is having on the youth of today.
So what's up with vaping? E-cigarettes are not licensed in India, which means there are currently no regulations on how much nicotine they can contain. There's hardly any restriction on their sale and marketing. And yes, while they're likely to be much less harmful than traditional cigarettes, the fact is, we don't know for sure. We don't know their long-term effects. We don't know what the chemicals in e-cigarettes can do to our systems. What we do know is that two states in the US have cracked down on vaping. There's a mystery illness related to the lungs that's cropping up across the US. And while countries like the UK say, hey, it's better than smoking, you just need to frame tighter rules, India appears to be taking the view that there's no smoke without fire. Guess what? India's longest-running civil dispute could soon be over. You know what I'm talking about, right? The Ayodhya dispute. The Ram Mandir versus the Babri Masjid. India's most controversial tug of war. Now, the Supreme Court today set a deadline for all parties completing their arguments. That date is 18th October, a month from today. Not just that, it's also 1 month before the Chief Justice of India, Ranjan Gogoi, retires. His deadline is 17th November. If there's no verdict by then, the entire matter, yes, India's longest-running civil dispute, will have to be restarted, starting from scratch. Just hold on a moment there and think of the staggering legal numbers. There are close to 11,500 documents that were put before the court. That's more than 38,000 pages that, until recently, were stored in 15 locked trunks. Paperwork, people, a lot of paperwork. And hey, paperwork is not even the problem where Ayodhya is concerned. It's just a symptom. Politics, religious sentiments. So the Hindu side wrapped up its arguments today on day 26 of the hearing. The Muslim side has promised it'll be done by the end of next week. The honourable judges have even offered to work weekends if need be. All arguments done and dusted by October 18th. And then the bench gets a month to frame its verdict. Now the court also said mediation was still on the table. Basically, that means if all sides are okay with it, and that's a big if, the mediators can submit their report even after the hearing is over and the bench has reserved its judgment. Now, two of the key litigants in the title suit have more or less dismissed mediation as the solution. Here's SQR Ilyas of the Babri Action Panel.
Prior to this, at least five times this effort has been done. And two and a half months has been given to the mediation committee. And finally, they say that we failed. We did not arrive to any conclusion. So there is no point in going for mediation again. when the party are restricted to their original position.
So what's more likely is that all parties will wait now for the Supreme Court's verdict. And now that there is a definite date and no longer tariq pe tariq, tariq pe tariq, India's most controversial piece of land could finally have an owner. And in Delhi, a jumbo search operation has finally paid off. Lakshmi, the national capital's only elephant, has been found after 2 months of being on the run. Yes, an elephant was on the run for 2 months. Now, this is after days of the police, the forest department all looking for her. Ever since the government decided her owner was not able to take care of her properly, they issued a seizure notice for her. In fact, there's even a court ruling from 2017 saying the city is no place for elephants. Fair enough. Her owner, though, says Lakshmi has an emotional bond with him and his family. And when forest officials turned up to pick up Lakshmi, that's when she and her mahout went undercover. And you think it would be difficult to hide an elephant in the city, but hey, it's the urban jungle. It clearly provided 2 months' worth of camouflage. And get this, Lakshmi the elephant was finally traced to a field just 100 meters from the office of the Delhi Police Commissioner. Lakshmi's owner is now absconding. She's safe and sound in the care of the Forest Department. Happy ending? We have our fingers crossed. That's it today on News 18 Drive-Thru. I'll be back tomorrow with much more news. Stay cruising.